The question is what is adoption? The answer is, adoption is an act of God's free grace, whereby we are received into the number and have a right to all the privileges of the sons of God. Now, the supporting scripture down below, it only lists three. The first one is 1 John 3:10. 1 John 3:10. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. Speaking of love there, in that, it reminds me of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. From there, we're going to go to John, first chapter, verse 12. It reads, "Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." And I'm going to add verse 13 onto there too. "Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God." Membership in God's family is by grace alone. And it's a gift of God. And it's never a human achievement. The final one right here is Romans 8:14. And I'm going to read the answer here one more time, and then we'll go to that 8:14. Said the answer was, adoption is an act of God's free grace, whereby we are received into the number and we have a right to all the privileges of the sons of God. Romans 8:14, it reads, "Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God." So God's a father, you know, in the sense that he created all, and his provisional care extends to all of us, but not all are his children. If you go on up to John 8:44, Jesus told the unbelieving Jews, "You belong to your father, the devil." Now, he sure didn't think of them as children of God, did he? So we become children of God through faith in God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And being led by God's Holy Spirit is the crown of that relationship.